the book distribution efforts done by Srila Prabhupada's followers, especially in the month of Margashirsh, the coming Ekadashi on Monday is, not this Monday but after that, is called Mokshada Ekadashi, and that is also the advent of Bhagavad Gita. Gita means a song, like we have the word Geet in Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, many languages. And in the Vedic literature, we have the Rudra Gita, Lord Shiva's song, Aila Gita, Pururava's song, Bhumi Gita, Mother Earth's song, and so on and so forth. There are many texts which are called Gita. And in all these situations, like Lord Shiva's Gita is called Rudra Gita, Mother Earth's Gita is called Bhumi Gita, but Krishna's Gita is not called Krishna Gita, it's called Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken on a battlefield, but doesn't mean that Lord Krishna always gives divine knowledge on a battlefield. There are various important reasons as to why the Bhagavad Gita was spoken on a battlefield. Arjun was a householder. He had 3 wives, many children, responsibilities, and it was his war. The Pandavas were sort of feeling that war is imminent. Today Indians are sometimes confused as to if gambling is so bad, why Yudhishthir was allowed to gamble? Or he thinks of himself as very righteous or very pious. How come he gambled? In the Mahabharata it is explained that Vyasdev came forth and told Yudhishthir Maharaj, dark days are ahead. Vyasdev actually writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he compiled this verse, Tatashchanudinam dharma satyam shaucham kshamadaya kalena balina rajan nankshantiyayurbalam smitihi. Oh my dear king, tatar cha anudinam, it is almost like whatever Vyasdev wrote is your daily inbox news headline. Many people prefer the internet newspapers nowadays. What are the headlines? Mostly it is 100 dead in a bomb blast, 20 dead in landslide, 15 dead in accident. So Vyasdev told him, now this was the Dwapar Yuga dark days, but at least in Kali Yuga, tatascha anudinam satyam truth shaucham cleanliness क्षमा, फॉरगिविंग, दया, ऑल दीज विल जस्ट सिंपली गो ऑन डिक्लाइनिंग. एंड वाई? कालेन. मेनी टाइम्स ए पर्सन व्हेन ही ट्राइज टू गेट समथिंग डजंट गेट इट, ही सेज व्हाट कैन आई डू, टाइम इज नॉट ऑन माय साइड. समटाइम्स ऑन द हाईवे आई सी इवन द ट्रक ड्राइवर इज सॉर्ट ऑफ द एवरेज इंडियन ट्रक ड्राइवर इज ए फिलोसोफर ऑफ सॉर्ट्स. वन ट्रक ड्राइवर रोट, समय बड़ा बलवान. True, it's true. But what exactly is samay? If you read the Bhagavad Gita carefully, you will understand Krishna proclaiming loudly, "Time I am, kalosmi I am, lokakshaya krita, I destroy everything, pravruddho." So सत्वम, सत्यम, शौचम, क्षमा, दया, कालेन बलिना राजन नंक्षति, all these will be reduced. आयु, our lifespan, बलम, physical बल, physical prowess, and स्मृति, no memory. While the memory of our gadgets is growing, the phones are becoming smarter, but the users, it's hard to say. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, in the Pandavas, Yudhishthir always is shown in the Mahabharata as to saying, what will Dharma say? What will Dharma do? Now, dharma, 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 we hear dharma so much. What exactly is dharma? Nowadays, when you write your application form, dharma Hindu, dharma Muslim, dharma Christian, what do you mean by being a Hindu or being a Christian or being a Muslim? The government doesn't ask that because they don't know. The Vedas, when they say dharma, they mean, how do you define yourself? What's your duty? What are you made of? In a particular holy place, one puja panda, somebody who stays there and does puja for all the yatris, he was saying, dharam karo, dharam karo. So I asked him, hey, what do you mean when you tell all the grihasthas dharam karo, what do you mean? So he said, well, it is a holy place. Grihasthas have earned their money from various occupations and every occupation has some fault. Krishna also explains, just like every fire has some accompanying smoke. Every endeavor has its faults. So you go to the holy places and give donation, give in charity. That is supposed to take care of the faults, help you move forward. That is your dharam. So the average panda in any holy place understands, householders when they come, it is their duty to give in charity. Srila Prabhupada also explained, guna dharma. Dharma is basically guna dharma, like the guna dharma of sugar is to be sweet, salt is to be salty. Chili is to be pungent or hot. In that sense, what is dharma? In Kali Yuga, hardly anyone even knows the meaning of that dharma. And just like in a corporation, if there is no daily duties passed down, imagine some soap factory and a person is told, how much should you produce today? I don't know. As long as there is raw material, I'll produce. Will that work? No. Even a smallest concern, I mean, even the smallest fault is immediately looked at in a, like a scan is taken of why went wrong, why it, where it went wrong, what went wrong. Like in the military, if nobody is there to tell you that go to this place and fight, whom will they shoot? How will they know whether somebody is an enemy or a friend? So it's very important to understand what exactly are we supposed to do. Again, duty. So imagine a whole world filled with this chaotic condition, and that is why Srila Prabhupada came with his books. You read the books and you understand that the goal of my life is to... I heard a very nice lecture Prabhupada gave in Seattle. He said the goal is to capture Krishna. I like the wording. What do you mean capture? We just had an ecstatic Kartik month. We went on Yatra. And then we had the Damodar prayers sung here. It is Mother Yashoda's desire to capture Krishna. And she did. But while she was running after Krishna, all the great sages and maharishis and the devas and the devis are looking at her and saying, "Hey, lady, you know what you're running after. This is Parabrahma. You cannot catch him like that." And she seems to say that, "I don't care whether he's Parabrahma or not. He's my darling child." So the audacity which devotees show, this is what the gyanis, when they look at Vrindavan Leela, that some of the gopis, when Krishna was a baby boy, they say, "Show how many teeth you have." And he would just bare his face like that, and only four teeth are visible. And they say, "Oh, you don't have all of them?" He said, "No." Now this doesn't seem to be God playing. God doesn't have teeth. Or the gopis would say, "Clap your hands, stand up and dance. I'll give you something sweet to eat." And although Krishna doesn't have the capacity to even stand up, he tries to, fails. Yashodamai tells him, "Your father has come home for his lunch. Get him the wooden plank." In typical very culture, you sit on a plank and your thali also is on a wooden plank. So Krishna would go and try to move it. It is too heavy. He would just try to do something. Now, what kind of God is he who cannot even lift a plank? But these are all very, very sweet pastimes, very sweet stories. So the question is, why Krishna has become like a play doll, like a play thing in their hands? The answer is because the devotees want it. For you and me, Krishna is not a play doll. In fact, hardly we are told that when you enter the temple, follow so many rules. Don't show your back. Don't shout at somebody. Don't praise somebody else. Previously, temples would be, if the temple is on the ground floor and somebody is big Raja, Maharaja, Zamindar, they would come in a palanquin. Says, "Get down. Remove your shoes. This is God's temple." At least I was not exposed to that kind of thing, but I see in many places in India, when people come to the temple, they slap themselves on their cheeks. I don't know why. Say sorry for whatever I've done or whatever. Now, have you ever seen Nanda Yashoda saying sorry before Krishna like that? In fact, Yashoda is showing a stick. "Will you commit this mischievous thing again?" And he's like, "No, no, 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 no." He's crying. some of the tears are artificial, some were real. He was really fearful. Now Krishna becoming fearful. Bhiya ulukhalad. Yashoda bhi. He, the bhi word is bhai. Out of fear of Mother Yashoda, he fled. And then she tied him to that wooden mortar. And the same Krishna is described by Vyasadeva, especially through the lotus lips of Kapila Dev. Madbhayad vati vatoyam suryas tapati madbhayat varshati indra dahati agnir mrityuscharati madbhayat. This is no Balakrishna speaking here. Madbhayat vati vatoyam, all this wind which goes everywhere because of fear of me. Suryas tapati madbhayat, the sun keeps on. Today scientists are trying to understand what exactly the sun. Actually nobody has any idea. They say on the surface the temperature is almost 6000 degrees centigrade. So you may say, fine, how do you know? Did you go there? No, if it is 9 million miles away and right now it is so hot. Like just yesterday in my translation room at the Bhaktivedanta hospital, I had kept some tilak water on my windowsill. And in the afternoon I picked it up, it was hot. Here is something which is 93 million miles away and making my small thing hot. Can you imagine how hot it must be there inside? And here is Krishna saying, that thing is hot because I have told it, hey, be hot. Suryas tapati madbhayat. Bhay means what? If you don't remain hot, I'll see you. Varshati Indra. Indra goes on showering rain. Dahati Agnir. Agni has dahakta. Its power to burn. Mrityuscharati. Mrityu is not confined to one particular place. This whole world is called Mrityulok. Not just our planet. Entire material world. Mrityulok. Why is it called Janmalok? Everybody takes Janam here. That's not very important. How you die is more important. One devotee once quipped that our moment is the art of living. So I said, really? Yes, he says the art of living. How to leave this world properly. I said, yeah, makes sense. The 8th chapter tells us moksha yoga. How do you leave this world? Because that's like your final exam. So it was Arjuna's war. Krishna did not sort of plan it. At least when you read the Mahabharata, you don't have Krishna telling Arjuna that, look, after some day there will be a war. Don't worry, I'm with you. No. He allowed them. I'll finish that point first. Why Yudhishthira Maharaj was so much confident that he could stop this bad time from coming. He told Vyasadev, I take a solemn vow. I will never ever go against the wishes of my elders and superiors, my Gurujan. I'll always serve them. Because he knew, by serving your Gurujan, Gurujan doesn't mean only your spiritual teachers, seniors, elders. And that is where the representative of Kali in Mahabharata, any idea who's that? Duryodhan. He exploited that one element. He told his father, wouldn't it be nice to regain the whole kingdom? Now whenever Dhritarashtra would hear of kingdom, that was his weak point. He would always be reminded that I lost it. It was mine, I lost it.
So Duryodhan begins by saying, you should regain it. I can defeat Yudhishthir with the help of Shakuni in the game of dice. And father, you have to invite Yudhishthir Maharaj. Now just see. Yudhishthir Maharaj got this invitation in the name of Dhritarashtra. And just because he was thinking, if I obey the instructions of my elders, I will be protecting the masses from annihilation, from destruction. That's why he went. And he lost 12 years in the forest. 1 year incognito, that means you can't be found out. And if found out, 12 more years. So already they were seething with anger. But after their 1 year period of remaining incognito was over, Krishna said that, what exactly may please you? So the Pandavas were like saying, we are Kshatriyas, we are supposed to rule, we are trained in the art of administration, we collect taxes, and we rule over people. It's not like just because we can't rule, we will open a pawn shop, or some IT company, or some, we become carpenters, or bakers, or potters, or whatever. We are rulers. Giving up the whole planet's suzerainty, rule over the whole planet, we are satisfied with 5 villages. 1 village per brother. That's all. Now, what would you call? Yesterday you were the ruler of the whole world, or the ruling family. And today you are being told to be satisfied with 1 village. But they were. They were actually happy. So Krishna became the Shanti Dut, the ambassador, the messenger of peace. He told Duryodhan. And what was Duryodhan's reply? They won't get as much land as can be accommodated on the head of a pin. But if they are willing to fight, they can get the whole thing from me. So who was the warmonger here? More than anything, Duryodhan represents all that is the essence of Kali Yuga. A hatred for devotees, a hatred towards Vaishnavism. It's interesting that Duryodhan once said, when he was asked, why do you hate the Pandavas? Why do you hate pious people, in short? He said, I know what is dharma. No interest. And I know what is adharma. Can't give it up. He said, oh, so you know everything. Yeah. Like people with alcohol issues or tobacco issues. He said, I know it's bad. What can I do? One alcoholic was told that, do you know that alcohol is slow poison? He said, yeah, I'm not eager to die in a hurry. It's slow poison, isn't it? So no problem. So this is how this Ayur Balam Smriti, all that goes down, that regarding some serious matters, you're not so serious. And then when Duryodhana was asked, what could be the reason that you don't have any attachment for religion and you have solid attachment for irreligion? He said, I heard somewhere, is there something inside which tells you to do that? Some small voice? Isn't something like that? So they know what is a super soul. Not a full scientific idea, but a little bit. And then they claim, yes, it is the super soul who must be telling me to do something.
Now just see, I am trying to build up this point as to what exactly is the ignorance which is there in this material world. So when this five villages plan crashed, Krishna came back and he said, no way, there is no way through this mess except a full-fledged fratricidal war. Fratricidal means between brothers. So Arjuna was prepared. He came. In the first chapter we read, Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Me Achyuta. Please keep my chariot between these two armies. Senayoho Ubhayoho, between the two, Madhye. So Krishna kind of asking, behold all the Kurus. In fact, the Acharya explains, it's like a sweeping 360 degree gesture. Hey Arjun, there are Kurus in front of you, Kurus behind you. Ye sab ghar ka mamla hai. It's all family matter. So why do you want to see? I would like to see with my own eyes. And this is what is a big elephantine mistake. We also sometimes want to see life with our own eyes. Let me see the situation. How can you see? What eyes do you have to see? We give this simple example. A lady was having a brand new car. It broke down on the freeway. So she saw a number. In case of automobile problems, call. She called. Within 15 minutes, a mechanic came on a two-wheeler. So he said, madam, sit inside. Start the engine. He opened the bonnet. Put your feet on the accelerator. She did. Okay, stop it. Then he looked here and looked there. Finally, like the Mumbai-Pune freeway, you get stones, big stones. So he took one. He said, now start again. And she started. Bam! He just rammed that stone somewhere. She couldn't see because the bonnet was up. Now start. See if it goes. It went. She said, wow. Said, kitna? How much? So he says, 1,000. Now she started thinking, 1,000 just for banging a stone on my engine somewhere? It's too much. He said, look, 50 rupees for the banging, 950 for where to bang, how much to bang, with what intensity. If you just wanted to bang, you also could have banged it. There are so many stones here. Even now you can bang if you want. So many times, when we hear from the spiritual authorities, then we understand, oh, it's that simple. I could have figured it out. Go ahead. So this one thing where Arjuna wanted to see the situation with his own eyes simply led to one confusion after another. And in the end, he gave so many philosophical, he put up so many philosophical obstacles before Krishna. Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Why can't I be happy? And Krishna is saying, hey, wait a minute, just fight the war. If you are killed, go to heaven. If you are here, enjoy this. That's all. End of the discussion. He's saying, wait. It's not the kingdom which is at stake. I want transcendental knowledge. So Krishna will say, yesterday we were friends, we were chatting on WhatsApp and we were talking about the new picnic and new celebration, new dress, new movies, whatever. And suddenly you are telling me, you want transcendental knowledge? Go to Vyasdev. That was the crucial moment where Arjuna is saying, no, I won't go anywhere. I want you as my guru. Shripad Shankaracharya, he wrote a very nice couplet.
Vasudeva sutam devam kamsa chanura mardanam devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagad gurum.
Vasudeva sutam, he knows very well there are so many Krishnas. Even today, if you go to some telephone directory, you'll have so many Krishna. Krishna Yadav, Krishna Patil, Krishna Raut. So many Krishnas. He is saying, Vasudeva Sutam. The father's name is Vasudev. Devaki Paramanandam. The mother is Devaki. He gave her immense bliss. Kamsa Chanur. Kamsa and Chanur, one of his henchmen. A big, burly wrestler, Mardanam. It defeated them. Krishnam, that Krishna. And he says, Vande. A big Acharya like Shankaracharya is saying, I bow down. I offer my obeisances. To whom? To this Krishna, who is Jagat Gurum, worthy of being the spiritual master of the whole planet. And that's why this Bhagavad Gita is the most important of all these songs. I mentioned about Prabhupada saying, capturing Krishna. In that same lecture, Prabhupada says, if there's a football game, now what do you think are the two parties interested in? Just shuffling the ball from one player to another? No. The moment these 11 players enter, their only goal is that goal. That's why this word goal has come. Somehow get that ball near that goalpost and shoot it past the net. That's the perfection. Prabhupada briefly touches upon this point. He said, similarly, what do you mean by perfection? Like you cook something. After you cook, if you are a devotee, you offer it. And then you start relishing it. So eating that is the perfection. So each and every aspect of human activity has a purpose. In that sense, what is the purpose? What is the end goal of the human form of life? And Prabhupada explains, is to take knowledge from Krishna. So anyone who follows Krishna's instructions given in the Bhagavad Gita, samsiddhim paramagata, guaranteed. Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim. One who takes part in this endeavor, nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim. Any kind of durgati is defeat or degraded existence, not possible. Tata gachati. Don't worry about that. In that sense, the books Prabhupada gave, they are like penicillin in those days in 1950, when so many diseases were so rampant. And nowadays, of course, penicillin is also not that effective because we have made progress. Here we, in a sense, disease has made progress. Pharmaceutical companies have made progress. Health, they call it a health industry. It should be called a disease industry actually, because that's what is being manufactured. So these books are like a very rare kind of medicine. And Prabhupada's desire is, give it.
Now it looks like an endeavor for something like you sell. Oh, you are interested in book selling? No. One expert book distributor, Harinamananda Prabhu from Germany, this would be his meditation. Every day before he would leave the temple in the van with the stack of books, he said, I would meditate upon Vyasadeva. Deeply meditating about what kind of literature I should give to the people of Kali Yuga. Then Srila Prabhupada, who translated that literature into English language first and then to other so many languages. And he said, it is the birthright of every human being in Kali Yuga to receive this literature. It's up to you if you want to become an instrument or not. But this literature is meant for each and every human being. Whether somebody is rich, poor, learned, idiot, imbecile, genius, whoever. Because that is the ultimate knowledge. Just yesterday I met somebody, I don't wish to take names here, but we were talking about the other aspects of Vedic literature, Upanishads, mainly Upanishads, so tricky, intricate, complicated. So this man said, it's like, you know what they say, dudh ka jala, you already have taken a glass full of milk, we think it is normal temperature and your lips are burning. And then somebody says, okay, try this cold lassi. You may say, no second chance, let me even, you know, see whether this lassi is proper. Lassi is cold! But jo doodh ka jala hai, chhas bhi phook phook ke pita hai. He also tries to see whether this lassi is hot or not. So, I told him what exactly happened. He said, I went to some program and then there were so many Upanishads available. I purchased about 1,500 rupees worth of Upanishads books. I said, good. He said, what good? I went back home, started reading them, couldn't understand anything. And he said, I am an IT professional. It's not like I am an idiot. And the more I read, the more I doubled my efforts, such a headache it gave me. I mean, I said, I'm sorry. I said, why you are sorry? You didn't write them. I said, the problem is not in the books. He understood, oh, you mean the problem is me? I said, I'm not saying anything. I said, simply we are not meant for that kind of recreation, if I could put it like that. Do we have the brains? Do we have the time? Do we have the sattva-guna? What do we have then? As Kali Yuga products, what do we have? We just have our misery to show Krishna. And that's what Narottam Das Thakur, when he says that Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Beyar. Sometimes it's like people feel devotional literature, every time I turn the page, oh, it is so demeaning, depressing. It's not depressing, it's reality. Do you have the age to perform tapasya? Do you have so much pure ingredients to perform big yajnas? Sometimes you don't even trust temples. Hey, who knows whether this is a proper temple or the money goes here, money goes there. So it's a fact. It is a fact. And therefore, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Kevalam. Why it is stressed? Naam Eva Kevalam. Twice it is said, and then thrice. Na Asti Eva, Na Asti Eva, Na Asti Eva. Because all these gates are closed. They are bona fide paths. We have no fight with the path. It's just like you go to Mumbai Central, there are 17 counters already there for booking your tickets. What if some 4 computers are not working and the railways themselves have said, out of order, out of order, out of order.
You say, no, whatever it is, I am going to stand here, whenever it may open, no problem, let it may take 10 years. 10 years? If you are going for a marriage, you might as well go for the 8th birthday of that fellow son. Just a thought. So this kind of arrogance or stubbornness is also a part of Kali Yuga history. In fact, one devotee explained like that. A normal patient is like, ah, doctor, oh, please help me, my stomach is aching, my head is aching, or you go to the doctor and tell him that, please do something. Oh, still paining, still paining. So these are like the first 3 yugas, where people know whom to go for, help, and they tell exactly what's happening. I ate this, I ate that, maybe that was a mistake or whatever. Okay, fine. I'll fast for the next 2 days and I'll be okay. What happens in a lunatic asylum? There, the doctor says, you have any problem? The patient says, do you have any problem? No, wait. I'm asking you. No, you don't seem to be normal. You also don't seem to be normal. What do you do in that situation? Sufficient time with these patients and the doctor becomes the next patient. It was a fact, one hippie stood in a meeting, in a lecture, and said, Swamiji, he said, yes, you said if I don't become Krishna conscious, I don't chant the Maha Mantra, I could become a dog? Prabhupada said, yes, the risk is there. He says, I don't mind. Prabhupada said, you have my blessings. What can you say? What can you say when a whole population is bent upon going to hell? At the same time, people think their chances of going to heaven are excellent. You're living a hellish life and you want to go to heaven. So in all this complete lunacy, we have something in the form of pure knowledge. And that's why it's no exaggeration. Prabhupada said, like one devotee, he said, Prabhupada, I have to take a permission from you. He said, what? I have devised a plan. I go to these streets, I see a nice person. I said, hey sir, wait a minute, just don't say anything. I'm just going to wait only 2 minutes of your time. Da 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 da. He has made some points. He says, okay, now you can go ahead. Prabhupada said, look, better you put a book in his hand rather than giving your 2 minute lecture. What will your 2 minutes accomplish? Now, Prabhupada is not demeaning his followers or belittling them because he knows. I was specifically trying to tackle this issue of, well, we Hindus don't preach, right? We are very accommodating. Like, I am a member of an internet forum where sometimes even people from outside India say, how do I become a Hindu? And then so many people in India said, that's the magic. One never becomes a Hindu. It is not a religion, it's just a way of life. Either you are or you are not, or you are midway, halfway, whatever, no problem. And the best thing is we never preach. Others, they may preach for some gains or whatever. We never preach. And I was thinking, how wrong it is. Narad Muni went to Mrigari, that aboriginal person. Narad Muni went to Ratnakar, who became Valmiki later. Of course, they don't preach for self-aggrandizement, that I am a big avatar, I have come to deliver you. No, not in that sense. Our book distribution effort, the foundation is, please sir, please madam, this is meant for you. Somebody says that, well, what if they don't take? Obviously that may happen. But the only thing required from you is, in these 30 days, from the 1st of December to the 31st of December, and even a few days beyond that, I would like to conclude with all of you making a personal checklist. See if it is possible. I used up a little bit of morning time to make that list. Number one, have I shown enthusiasm for this December or this Prabhupada marathon? Your numbers are a separate byproduct. How many books you sold or distributed or even transported or whatever. Were you enthusiastic? If yes, go ahead, spread the enthusiasm. If not, come to us and catch us. Why are you not so enthusiastic? That's our responsibility. Did you carry even 5 small books? Maybe in 2-3 languages. When in Mumbai, you don't know whom you'll meet. Every day while going to the office, going to the shopping, going for groceries, going for your milk, going to take your son, daughter, see somebody off, every time just have this checklist. Am I carrying something? And if you pray, what do you need to pray for? Not for success, for memory. Srila Prabhupada, please remind me that I need to show this to someone. Vaisheshika Prabhu, the ISKCON's minister, not the minister, the BBT's ambassador for book distribution, he says, if you show, people will take. All the books which don't get showed, don't get sold. You have to show. So first thing is enthusiasm. Second thing is carrying some books with you. And as our beloved Mother Mandakini, she told this in our Vrindavan Yatra, that like many times people feel in the enthusiasm of distributing books that this is just meant for outsiders. And since I have Tilak, Kantimala, I am chanting 16 rounds, I don't need the books. In fact, one brahmachari in a temple was arguing with me that, Prabhuji, why do we distribute books? I said, to make devotees. So he says, no, I am one. Why do I need to read? Prabhupada, I was so happy that I was thinking that there should be some answer, and this came directly from Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked one distributor, do you read the books? And he was like, Prabhupada said, well, I didn't write them. You didn't write them? Who wrote them? Krishna wrote them. Now you may say, well, Prabhupada, you're always very modest. You'll always give credit. No! The way in which Prabhupada has given this knowledge, no other person has given. Check it out. The clarity, the brevity, it is so outstanding. And it exactly fits the current scenario. That is why it is important. And that is why that man I met yesterday, it's not like 1,500 rupees is a big thing for him. But the mental agony. It is like you think it is chana and turns out to be iron pellets. Oh, your teeth hurt like anything after that. It was the burn, it was the anguish which I could relate to. So I said, finally, I said, okay, you take this one beyond birth and death. Check it out. He said, give me something light so that, you know, he is really wary of any spiritual book now. So, do these things and your enthusiasm is contagious. That I can guarantee. Talk to at least 5 people every day. You may be housewife, student, whatever. I said at least, more the better. Talk to them about the marathon. Talk to them about the books available. Talk to them about the knowledge. And if you also read even a small passage every day, this marathon can be, like it's, we may say, why we do it only once in a year? Well, we have a distribution effort throughout the year. But in this month, we especially give a push because Prabhupada liked it. We are not for the numbers. We are not for the achievements in terms of 100,000, 200,000, whatever. Let the numbers come. What we want to show ourselves and Srila Prabhupada is the enthusiasm. So I will stop now. I will request Baldev Prabhu to kindly take the second part of our presentation here, which will have nice videos and further information about how Radha Gopinath Temple is conducting the book distribution effort for Srila Prabhupada's Marathon 2016.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyana Timirandhas Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshtarani. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for giving such a wonderful introduction for our book marathon this year. One particular, I met one person on the book table some years back, and he was kind of very much appreciating ISKCON activities. And he asked the devotees who were on the stall, he said that, I admire ISKCON for one thing, is that I have seen so many spiritual organizations in my lifespan, and I saw that each organization thrives when the acharya is there. And the person who has founded the organization, he is living that time, his followers are in great boom and celebration, and they spread the mission. And eventually when the acharya leaves, he dies. Then what happens? There is some confusion in the society, or if no confusion, at least the spirit has gone down and just some few mathas are there and something is going on. But the main spirit which was there when the acharya is there, was not there, is not there. But in your ISKCON, I find it amazing that when Srila Prabhupada was there, the spirit was so high. And after Prabhupada left, the spirit is still high. And ISKCON is still progressing, and you have devotees all over the world. So I really appreciate that thought, that actually ISKCON is progressing not because Prabhupada has left. Prabhupada is still there. Prabhupada told us that I will always live. This ISKCON is my body. And Prabhupada said that I am always in my books. And through my books, I'll be available for everyone. So Prabhupada may have physically disappeared, but in one sense, Prabhupada is more available to us. We can reach Prabhupada, we can hear from Prabhupada from his books. So I was just going through some wonderful statistics which came to me, that when Prabhupada was here, 1977 or so, till that time, Prabhupada established 108 centers all over the world. And there are so many devotees Prabhupada initiated, some figure says 5,000 or maybe 7,000, like that. And there is a very startling figure which has come here. The year 2015, since Prabhupada has left, 1977, the count is here that we have now 600 plus centers. So these are proper centers, big temples. And we are not counting on small places or places of worship which devotees have. 600 big centers. And the total number of books which are available in ISKCON are 500 titles available. And ISKCON has accomplished around 516 million books have been sold so far, Vedic literatures, since the time ISKCON has begun. 516 million books. 3 billion prasadam plates have been distributed so far. 76,000 initiated devotees in ISKCON. And so far 10 million people have been coming regularly, who may not be devotees, but just they come and regularly visit our temples. So I was just thinking that point, that person was mentioning that even after Prabhupada has left, the movement is still going on. Why? Because Prabhupada is still there. Prabhupada has not left us. So as we are approaching this 50th year this 50th year of Srila Prabhupada going to America to preach the knowledge of bhakti. The next year is the 50th year Srila Prabhupada establishes ISKCON. So when we reach a particular landmark, we try to increase something so that we can offer some special offering for Prabhupada. So all over the world, actually devotees have committed that every year we distribute so many books, but this particular year we will do a 10% increase on Prabhupada book distribution. I'll show you a small video which has been circulated all over America of how devotees are trying their best, and the motto is 10% increase in book distribution. Not coming. The sound is coming from projector. It's on.
This year, we're making a serious push to distribute thousands and thousands of Bhagavad Gitas all over the Bay Area and beyond. We'll be placing Bhagavad Gitas in hotels and motels, in libraries, in prisons and hospitals. People are reading them. They're reading them and their lives are changing. I was recently at a state prison in Arizona and met the chaplain, who personally told me that many of the inmates are asking specifically for Bhagavad Gita. And even people that aren't asking for it are crying for spiritual knowledge. Let's give it to them. Let's distribute thousands of Bhagavad Gitas this year. I'll be going to Govardhan Hill for our annual retreat at Kartik. And during that time, I'll be going on Parikram around Govardhan Hill. For those of you who would like to help substantially to push on the distribution of Bhagavad Gitas, I will personally go and build a little house, as is the local tradition, along Govardhan Hill Marg, and I will make a prayer that Giriraj will bless you and your family, and that you'll have a permanent residence there in the spiritual world.
That's what I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world, then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase.
Just a brief understanding is that not that only ISKCON Chowpatty we are trying to strive to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, but all over the world. This was Vaisheshika Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and he has been distributing Srila Prabhupada's books for last 40 plus years. And he is inspiring everyone. In fact, many places in America, the book distribution had gone down. But Prabhuji went to all places, all the temples, and inspired a congregation to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And now everywhere in America, the book distribution is picking up. Initially, book distribution was done by brahmacharis in temple. But now, temples are very less devotees who are staying, resident devotees. So now many devotees in the temples are devotees who are visiting temple on the weekend, congregation devotees. So now things are changing in ISKCON. And our congregation devotees are taking up the management, the book distribution. And a new phase is coming up in ISKCON. So Vaisheshika Prabhu is one of the devotees, leaders who are inspiring congregation devotees. So the 10% increase, as we told you all, that this year we are going to have a 10% increase in our book distribution. And things have begun very well in our temple. You will be happy that I got a news from the book godown that 8,000 books have been already ordered. They are not sold, but at least they are ordered. And we are not even, the 1st December yet has not yet come. So 8,000 books have already gone out, and I don't know what happened today. This is still yesterday, 8,000 books. And I have been also I told last week when we made an announcement after Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave a class on book distribution, that we would like that devotees in congregation may call us in their areas so that we can have a talk of book distribution seminar for the devotees there. Because now we find that the concept is a little different, where initially we would have one program in temple and everyone would come. But now we can see that many devotees are not able to come. So now we go into pockets. So amazingly, I was busy last whole week. The next week is also busy. The devotees are very enthused, and I can tell you that I was in Nigdi yesterday, ISKCON Nigdi, and I had a meeting with all the leaders of the temple, and I could see the enthusiasm in devotees just waiting for December 1st to start. So we had a book distribution seminar yesterday. Then I had also gone to Panvel congregation, Belapur, Kargar, Malad. Today evening we have a special meet, all the central councillors, especially Sain, Chembur and Kurla, all the councillors and the mentors, they are all coming, leaders are coming. They are inviting their counselees and mentees. And we are going to have a book distribution seminar in Chembur today. Tomorrow in Mira Road we are going to have. And Madhavanpur and Vishwarupur have invited all the devotees from Mira Road to come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Then Thursday we have in Borivali in Gopal Garden School, where all the counselors and mentors and mentees and counselees of Borivali are going to come. And then on Saturday in Diva, Dombivli, Kalyan, all the devotees are going to come. So this shows the enthusiasm, and I doubt 10% is less, I think so. It's going to be more than that. And the way things are going, happening, it's very nice. So if you are not part of any of the congregation so far, this can be a good time to rise and think about doing something for Srila Prabhupada. I was just thinking that Srila Prabhupada's book marathon always comes on right time every year. It comes after Kartik. So Kartik is a time when devotees know that it is a special month of gaining more devotional credits. I see every day, I stay in temple for so many years and I find visitors coming in temple here. But when Kartik is there, my God, morning and evening, so many devotees just come somehow or other, adjust their time and offer lamps. With the understanding that just by offering lamp, what will happen, I will get more bhakti. So it's a bonus month. There was one time in India where every Diwali people would get bonus. I'm not sure it's happening now. But actually that was the time people would get bonus salary, one extra salary. And people would spend a lot of money. And even shops would have bumper sale offers, you know, to invite people to come and buy from them. So the concept of bonus and sale has come from Kartik. Because Srimati Radharani has opened the whole sale counter, bonus counter, that anyone who performs devotional service in Kartik, they will get more and more benefit. In fact, if you chant one round of Hare Krishna mantra from January to September, you will get so much benefit. But the same chanting of Hare Krishna and Kartik will get millions of time benefits. So you can just imagine how much benefit we all have got by our regular practice plus an extra practice which we have done in Kartik month. So Srimati Radharani is so graceful, so merciful that she has opened a counter of 1 month. Do as much bhakti as possible and gain more and more devotional credits. So now, the Kartik month is over, and the next month which has come is already on, as per Sanskrit, the Vedic, it is called as Margashirsha month. So if you open the Bhagavad Gita, 7th and 9th chapter, Krishna describes his opulence, that how he is representing the best in everything in the world. Like if in the animal kingdom, the best animal, the most powerful animal is a lion. Krishna says, when you see a lion, you remember that this strength which lion has is coming from me. So this is how you see Krishna in this world. The best in everything, ability. If someone is really a great champion, wow, that ability has come from Krishna. Krishna has that ability. Krishna has bestowed the ability. So Krishna says in the Gita how we can see him in this creation. And Krishna in that particular series of shloka, Krishna says, of 12 months which are there in a year, I am Margashirsha, which represents November and December. So Radharani's month is October, November, and November, December is Krishna's month. So in a row we have Radharani's month and Krishna's month. And then I was thinking, Krishna's month, amazingly, book distribution marathon comes. Is it not? In Krishna's month, the Gita Jayanti comes. Which means that now in the month of Kartik, we have achieved so much. Isn't it our duty, sacred duty, to even share what we have? Is there a time when we were not devotees, we did not know anything about Krishna consciousness, and we were actually very much absorbed in our materialistic life? And somehow or other, now we are sitting here, we are accessing so many things. Deity worship, beautiful darshan of Radha Gopinath, association of devotees, Srila Prabhupada's books, prasadam, this beautiful temple. All these facilities we are received because someone connected us to this place. And now our life has changed. So isn't it our responsibility to also share what we have? I was talking to some devotees, and all the devotees were commonly sharing one thing, that Prabhuji, we don't have time, we are busy. And I agree with that. Mumbai city is a very, very busy city, you know. People are just running every time. I remember I just went abroad for some preaching, and I went to a place, and one person, he didn't know me that I am from Mumbai. He said, Prabhuji, are you from Mumbai? So I said, yes. How do you know I am from Mumbai? He said, just by the way you talk and you walk, I know you are from Mumbai. Why? Bombay people talk fast, eat fast, walk fast, everything fast. And you will agree with me, you know. If someone speaks very slow, you feel bored, you know, as a fast bowl, yaar. So we are always very fast. So Mumbai life is very fast. And people get up in the morning and they are always running. You see? You just watch on the railway station what's happening. Everyone is running. The train is going to come at 8:12. You will find people not coming in 8:08. 8:11 or 8:12, all the shop people are coming in to catch that train. This is Mumbai life. Hardly any time. Or maybe we can say that maybe we have time, but we do not know how to prioritize our time. Is it not? Many times we waste our time so much. And there's a disease which is been going on in Kali Yuga. No time, no time. Kisi ko pucho, time hi nahi hai. You go to a retired person, he's at home, time hi nahi bolta hai wo. Time hi nahi hai mandir aane ke liye. I was in Nashik once and I was giving a class in ISKCON temple there. After the temple, one boy came, very small boy, around 7 years. Sir, Prabhuji, aapko dekha hai maine. Sir, kahan dekha hai? Aap Chopati mandir se hai na? So, maine bola ki, haan, I am from Chopati temple. So I asked, from where you are? He said, I am also from Bombay, Prabhuji. He said, then how come you are in Nashik here? He said, Prabhuji, I came to meet my grandmother, vacation, so I came here. So I said, well, you recognize me, you tell me that I am from Chopati temple, but I don't recognize you. I have never seen you anywhere. Are you from Chopati or Jhu or Mira Road? No, Prabhu, I am from Chopati temple. Small boy, 7-year-old boy. So I said, I have never seen you in Chopati temple. Then this boy became very alarmed, you know. I asked him, do you come Sunday feast temple, Sunday Bhagavatam? Then he became very much alarmed and he was like very serious. And told me, Prabhuji, time hi nahi hai. And I laughed and laughed. 7-year-old boy saying, time hi nahi hai. To mere ko malum pad gaya, ye sabka rog hai, disease, no time. Anyways, if reality is that we don't have time, so just imagine if really someone who introduced us to Krishna consciousness would have told, I don't have time to preach, I don't have time to share my knowledge. What would happen? We would have never come to Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada is so amazing that Prabhupada introduced this concept of book distribution. Where we go out, we are forced out to go. Otherwise, generally no one wants to go and approach someone, you know, get some insults or get purified, you know. But Prabhupada arranged this book distribution. One devotee was mentioning that the traditional Gurukul system is what? Where a young man or young person would, at the age of 5, would go to Gurukul, stay in Guru's ashram, and would go to ask alms, madhukari, from door to door. Now we have our gurus, but we have never done madhukari. or never went to Gurukul. So Prabhupada arranged this modern way of Madhukari. That is going out and sharing what we have. Because when we share what we have, not necessarily everyone is going to accept it. Buyers are less, but we try our best. So here is the opportunity which Srila Prabhupada has arranged for this book distribution. So I was talking with those devotees and they were mentioning that, Prabhuji, we don't get time. So I said, well, Prabhupada is so intelligent, for 11 months in a year, we really don't have time. We are caught up in our own world. But one particular month, then the opportunity comes that we all come together and we share what we have. We already achieved so much in Kartik. And if we share, what will happen? We'll please Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one who studies this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is very dear to me. But then he mentions in the 18th chapter, one who gives his knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to others is very much dear to me. So by performing Krishna consciousness, we are already dear to Krishna, but now we can become very dear to Krishna by giving this knowledge to others. And book distribution is nothing but sharing this knowledge of Krishna to others. So I will take you through a very wonderful slideshow about what is this all marathon about. So we had entitled this Kaun Banega Lakhpati. Not Lakhpati, but Lakhpati. Because it's a great fortune to become a devotee of Krishna. Just see, Prabhupada is so happy giving his one full book of set to a gentleman. And this is not just one time. Prabhupada was always so pleased when some important news about his book distribution would come to you. He would just smile. These books are so potent that anyone who reads them is sure to become Krishna conscious. So it is very valuable service to distribute our books. Distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. So happy and warm welcome to all of you. And we'll go through what Prabhupada went through when Prabhupada would get a book. So Prabhupada's timeline is amazing. See here, Prabhupada is meeting for the very first time his spiritual master. This is Prabhupada here. Abhay Charan Dey. For the first time he has come to meet one saintly person, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he has come because his friend, Mr. Narendra Malik, has invited him. In fact, forced him to come. So now he comes and sits here. First time ever he has come to meet someone. And as soon as he sits, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sees him and tells him that you are an educated young man. You should preach in English language. Can you imagine someone coming new? And that message, that order is given to him. Now many of you, for the first time ever we came, if someone told you, very nice, start preaching from tomorrow, what will happen? You will never come again. But no one tells us because we are not Prabhupada. But Prabhupada is told because he is Prabhupada. There is a connection. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sees that this person is not an ordinary person. He is going to do a major task. So in his pastime, it is seen that Prabhupada does not know anything about preaching. And the first time ever he meets his guru, he tells him, preach in English language. And then from few years later, 11 years later, Prabhupada gets initiated. When Prabhupada gets initiated, his spiritual master tells, I know this boy. He likes to hear. And later after initiation, he tells the Gaudiya Math, he likes to hear. So whatever he writes, publish. Because he is good in hearing. And at Radhakund later, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells Abhay Charanaravinda Das, this is Prabhupada's spiritual name, which is spiritual master gave him, that I am worried. I have made a big temple, but people are fighting. Which room should I take? Devotees are fighting for the rooms. He said, I don't want this. Better that I rip off all the marbles from temple and sell them and print books. That's more important for me. And then he pauses and he tells Srila Prabhupada, in the future, whenever you get money, print books and distribute books. So these are the two most important instructions which Srila Prabhupada received in his life from his guru. First is, preach in English language. And second is, if you get money, print books. And that became Prabhupada's life and soul. And it wasn't easy for Prabhupada. Prabhupada struggled so hard just to fulfill these two instructions. for first 40 years in his spiritual life, it was just struggle, pain and nothing else. Every endeavor Prabhupada took failed. But Prabhupada persevered. Prabhupada did not give up. Prabhupada continued. This is Prabhupada in Jhansi. He is trying his best. Things were improving in Jhansi, and then what happened? Suddenly, someone took over and took everything what Prabhupada was about to have in Jhansi. So, setback in Jhansi. So, Prabhupada did not give up. So, wherever Prabhupada went, setbacks keep coming. Setbacks keep coming. Prabhupada never gave up. 40 years of struggle. But Prabhupada kept trying. Prabhupada meets here, Lal Bahadur Shastri, the Prime Minister of India then. Prabhupada gave him books. Prabhupada would go and meet people and preach to them. Prabhupada would go on tea stalls and people are eating, drinking tea. And Prabhupada would say, aap kitab lijiye, magazine lijiye. People are not interested, but Prabhupada would try. Prabhupada would himself print books, distribute books, because there was no one for Prabhupada. Why Prabhupada did? Because his spiritual master told him that if you get money, print books. So whatever little money Prabhupada had, he would print books, print magazines and try to distribute. Then Prabhupada finally, he was in Vrindavan, Radhamur temple. And Prabhupada mentions in a brief conversation that it was Srila Rupa Goswami who propelled Prabhupada to write Bhagavatam, to write books. So then we find that Prabhupada spent so many years in Vrindavan writing those books because he knew that he had to go and preach in the English language. So he was preparing himself. So he prepared the first canto of Bhagavatam, 3 volumes. And then Prabhupada did not have any money. Prabhupada did not have any resources. It is mentioned that in Vrindavan there is Lohi Bazaar, where people go and buy so many things for paraphernalia, for devotional deities and for their personal thing. So one particular Lohi Bazaar, one man, businessman, who is very old now, retired, his son is taken over. So he told to devotees that when I was a young man, you are Swami Prabhupada, when he had not gone to America also, when he was in Vrindavan, he was a very poor person. He would come to me and he would ask alms. Because of the tradition, sadhus would go and ask alms from door to door. So he would come and ask alms. So he would ask, what do you want, roti, sabji? He said, I don't want any food. So do you want money? I don't want money. What do you want? Give me paper. He would beg for paper. Why? Because he wanted to write and there was no paper available, shortage of paper. So he begged paper and then he wrote his Bhagavatam on that. This was Srila Prabhupada. How much determined he was, in spite of all obstacles, that he wanted to fulfill his spiritual master's mission. And Prabhupada is going and begging from the printer. The printer is saying that I cannot print, you don't have money. He said, please, on credit print it. I will myself distribute the books, collect money and pay the money later. This is Prabhupada. He was struggling. And then the printer understood that this Swamiji really has a mission in his life to get this book printed. And many times this printer also understood that this Swamiji has not eaten since morning. So he would offer some breakfast to him. But Prabhupada, at the age of 60 plus, struggling so much for his books. And finally Prabhupada wanted to go to West. Then Prabhupada goes to Sumati Murarji, this lady who was owning a big ship company, cargo ship. And Prabhupada goes and the secretary does not allow him to go and meet Sumati Murarji. So Prabhupada decides that I'll sit on the steps. So on the office steps Prabhupada is sitting for 4 hours, hoping that Sumati Murarji will come out and she will see him and maybe because of that she will call. And that happens. So after 4 hours, when she comes out, says, oh, Swamiji, why are you sitting down on the steps? She said, I want to meet you. The secretary said, oh, he had some things, so I didn't allow him. So no problem, let him come in. So she calls Prabhupada inside and Prabhupada says, I want one free ticket on your cargo ship to go to America. And Sumati Murarji is saying, are you kidding? You will die. And Prabhupada says, I don't mind, but I have to go because my spiritual master told me. Sumati Murarji tried her best to dissuade Prabhupada from his mission, but Prabhupada finally said, why don't you give me? And finally she said, okay, I'll give you. And Prabhupada then embarked on a mission on Jaladuta. And on Jaladuta, Prabhupada had not an easy walk, easy go through. 38 days on ship, that too a cargo ship. Can you imagine a cargo ship? We can never imagine, because we've never been on ship and never went on a cargo ship. But I'll give an example which you can relate. Let's say we are going for a Vrindavan Yatra, one more Yatra. And we tell that we are going to book your tickets also, train tickets. And the Yatra is going to be very cheap. And finally on that day when the Yatra is about to start, we tell you, come, Masjid Bandar mein aajaiye. Masjid Bandar ki bula rahe? Why not VT or not Bombay Central? Masjid Bandar mein, at Masjid Bandar there is one big train we have booked. Mal Wahak Dabba. You know that? Mal Dabba bolte hai na usko? Wo book kiya humne. Kindly take your seats. So all the lead dabbas, you know, you see every time, tuck, going. Those are the, Yatra has made arrangement and you can all go in Mal Dabba. Kindly sit inside, we will lock you from outside. Will it be a nice journey to go in that Mal Dabba? Maybe we can try going to Mathura and Mal Dabba. Then we understand 38 days for Prabhupada in cargo ship. In cargo ship, there is no facility for staying. There is only one room, which the captain had, which he gave to Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada came in the room, Prabhupada said, Krishna, thank you for giving me this room. Prabhupada was not even expecting that room. And 38 days of cargo ship journey, 2 heart attacks, and Prabhupada is still continuing on, and then he reaches America. And Prabhupada is looking at America and thinking, what will I do here? How are we going to convince them? But Prabhupada feels, well, no problem. I have the books. So Prabhupada is alone in America, but Prabhupada continues his writing of books. And through the books, then people come, and through people, then ISKCON Society, the books come, and the International Society. 40 years, Prabhupada did not achieve anything, and Krishna just tested him. And in 12 years, what Prabhupada achieved, no one has achieved so far. In 12 years, Prabhupada established 108 centers. Thousands of devotees all over the world. 12 saal mein 108 mandir. It's not easy. In today's ISKCON world, it takes 12 years to purchase a land and start little foundation. So many temples were trying to build. 12 years plus years, struggling to just make one temple. Prabhupada established in 12 years 108 centers and all were thriving with devotees. Why? Because Prabhupada persevered in his dedication to his Guru Maharaj. And therefore Prabhupada always pushed all the devotees that please distribute these books, because that was his mission, his guru had told. In fact, recently Bhavanand Prabhu had come and he was recollecting that one time Srila Prabhupada was in a very relaxed mood and Bhavanand Prabhu was very close to Prabhupada. So Bhavanand Prabhu asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why you came to this miserable material world? And Prabhupada told Bhavanand Prabhu that actually I didn't want to come. But Krishna was telling me, forcing me, go down. And I said, no Krishna, I cannot go down, it's a miserable world. Then Krishna finally said, okay, do one thing, just go down, write some books, come back. So Bhavanand understood that books are not just one particular part of Prabhupada's life, it is integral part of Prabhupada's life. Prabhupada and his books are inseparable. So Prabhupada wrote those books and Prabhupada knew that I had very less time. I had to spread ISKCON all over the world. I cannot reach physically, but through me, my books, I can reach. And it happened so. It happened so in so many countries, before even a devotee reached that country, books went first. I'll give an example. Somewhere in London, one devotee was doing book distribution. And one person, London is a famous place, people come visit London for a tour as a visitor. So one man came from Portugal. In Europe, there's a country called as Portugal. Now Portugal, at that time there were no devotees, no center, nothing. So one man came from Portugal to visit London and he happened to meet the book distributor. And the book distributor gave him a book. So he said, okay, I'm buying so many things in London, might as well buy this. He kept in his suitcase and came back to Portugal. So when he came back, he was very excited, what all we have bought from London for my relatives. Then he found his book, you know, what I'll do with this book. So he saw a young boy, you know, 11-year-old boy, who was his nephew. He gave the book to him. So his nephew was excited that he got a book. He sat down and read the book. And he was feeling very nice reading the book. I don't know why. 11-year-old boy excited in reading the book. He read the book. In the book he read, one should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So his father was saying, what is this you are murmuring? He said, my father, this is a very nice mantra which is given. Where it is given? This book. Read this book, exciting. So father picked up the book. Father read the whole book. And he started chanting Hare Krishna. So after some days, the uncle came and said, hey, what are you doing chanting? What this new Hare Krishna? He said, you only give us the book? Such an exciting book that is. We have never heard such kind of information. So the uncle became interested. He read the book. And he started chanting Hare Krishna. And they would come together and discuss the book. And they decided, let us have a center here. So they just put a board outside their house, Hare Krishna Center. This is how in Portugal, where not even a single devotee had reached, Hare Krishna Center began. They did not even know what is Hare Krishna Center also. Many years later, one devotee came to Portugal to preach. And he was going around distributing books. And he was shocked, Hare Krishna Center. And he was thinking, I'm the first devotee coming here. How come Hare Krishna Center can be here? Then he went inside and he understood the whole thing. And then he further updated him that how there are devotees, there is ISKCON society and all that thing. So Prabhupada books are so potent. Prabhupada thought very intelligently. I may not reach physically everywhere, but through my books I can reach and I can preach. In fact, one very powerful book distributor in our ISKCON world, he shared a wonderful experience. This happened to him in a place where he was staying, in the temple. He said, in the temple they would never distribute Prabhupada books, and preaching was also not so good. Just maintenance, something was happening. So one particular day, he was sleeping in the temple hall in the night, and he happened to sleep next to Prabhupada. So he mentioned that he got a dream. Generally, I don't discuss dreams in the Vasasan, but this dream is amazing. Worthy of discussing on the Vasasan. So he got a dream. In the dream, he was woken up by Prabhupada. So shocked. Prabhupada Vyasasan empty. Prabhupada is in front of him. He said, get up. And then he offered obeisance to Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, what can I do, Prabhupada? So I am getting tired and sick sitting in this temple. I want to preach. Take me out of this temple. No one is allowing me to preach here. Said Prabhupada, yes, yes, we'll go outside. And in a dream he saw, he is accompanying Prabhupada on the streets. Said, go and stop someone and tell him that your spiritual master wants to preach. So he went and stopped a person. He said, please come here, my guru has come, he wants to talk to you. So he said, hey, I don't have time. And he left. Two, three people stopped, they were not interested. Fourth person stopped. And this person convinced him, please, please, my spiritual master wants to talk to you. Please, for some time, meet him. And he turned around. Prabhupada was standing there till that time. As he turned around, Prabhupada left, disappeared. He said, Hare, what happened? Prabhupada wanted to preach to him. And now this fifth person who I have stopped, he is ready. And Prabhupada is not there. Then he turned around and found suddenly in his hand one book. And from the book, Prabhupada spoke. Give him this book. And then I will preach to him at his home. So this devotee gave him the book. And he went away. And the dream got over. Then woke up. Then he realized Prabhupada was telling him that Prabhupada wants to preach. It is not that we are preaching. It is we who just take Prabhupada out and give Prabhupada to others. And everything Prabhupada does. And we have examples of so many people. They took a book of Prabhupada and they read the whole book of Prabhupada and became devotees just by reading Prabhupada book. And later they met devotees. So this is how Prabhupada is still living in his books, and through books Prabhupada is available to an entire world. Even we can access Prabhupada by reading his books. So Prabhupada here saying, he came here just to write some books. See the dedication of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is dying, but still he is dictating his books. This shows that how Prabhupada wanted his books and how he would be very pleased when someone would distribute his books. These are beautiful moments of Prabhupada with his books. Just go through those moments. See this, Prabhupada is so much absorbed in seeing his book. Satisfaction first, and then he is happy. as he opens his book. Prabhupada gets the book. This is coming out of print. First book printed, and Prabhupada immediately puts it on his head. Ultimate pleasure. Prabhupada says, when a book gets printed, I feel like I have conquered an empire. Prabhupada is absorbed in reading his own books. Samantha was mentioning that how one devotee, Prabhupada asked, why you are not reading my books? And Prabhupada told him, I read my own books. And then he asked, have you seen any author reading his own books? No, never. I read my own books because these books are written by Krishna. And therefore when I read my own books, I get realizations by reading those books. So therefore you should also read. So Prabhupada is reading his own books because those books were directly dictated by Krishna to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada also emphatically, he propagated in distributing his books. And this is a devotee who has just bought this book. See, he is so smiling because he is happy. Prabhupada is happy. So that is our fortune, that pleasing Krishna may be very difficult for us. Because Krishna is always smiling, no matter what. Is it not? But if we can make Prabhupada smile, actually Krishna will smile at us. Because, yasya prasadat, bhagavat prasado. And one of the best ways of making Prabhupada smile is distributing his books. Like Prabhupada has encouraged devotees in so many front, food for life, food for life, community development and all. But we will never find Prabhupada having so many quotes on book distribution. Prabhupada encouraged everyone. But Prabhupada was very emphasizing on book distribution. And therefore you will find, if you want to please me, distribute my books, quotes in thousands. You will not find, if you want to please me, do college preaching. Even though that also is pleasing to Prabhupada. Prabhupada does not say no to that. But he never made a statement like that. If you want to please me, distribute prasad. If you want to please me, construct temples. All are Prabhupada's project. But Prabhupada made so many statements on, if you want to please me, distribute my books. Now we should not be blind enough to know that Prabhupada really wanted book distribution so much. So this is Prabhupada's, and Prabhupada is there working hard at the night time. He sacrifices sleep. And in late hours, he's dictating his books and producing so many books. One time, Tamal Krishna Goswami came. Tamal Krishna Goswami was leading the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party. He had 12 buses under him. And each bus is around 15-20 brahmacharis. And all these buses would go all over America. And they would distribute thousands of books. So Tamal Krishna Goswami came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I have a complaint. My complaint is, I want to distribute so many books, but your Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, who is printing books, is not giving us enough books. So Prabhupada smiled and Prabhupada said, I also have a complaint. I have complained both to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust and also to you, that I am writing so many books and neither they are printing nor you can distribute so many books which I am writing. That is my complaint. So me and Tamal Krishna Maharaj became humbled. But actually Prabhupada is always leading in the way he wants to give books to others. So if you want to please me, distribute my books. So we have been having a good book distribution marathon for many years here. I came in Krishna consciousness in this temple 1994, and remember age 1994, since that time devotees coming together and distributing so many books. And I remember one particular year we decided actually that we should do really good book distribution, and literally every congregation member, every brahmachari, they had so many services, they had so much of responsibility, but still they extended themselves and they did book distribution. And because we did so much, that particular year Radha Gopinath temple came first in the world. It was surprising even to Radha Gopinath temple, they came first. Why? Because it is mentioned in Hindi, boon boon se banta hai sagar. So if we actually do our part, then what will happen? The big part, when it comes 31st December or 1st January, we will be surprised by our own efforts. But the problem is, Kali Yuga tendency is, if everyone is doing, maybe I should not do. That story is there. One time the king wanted, he proclaimed that there's a big jar which is kept. We want everyone in the city, in the kingdom, please come one with one glass of milk and pour in that big jar. So everyone came in the morning and started pouring. So next day the king went and opened the jar. It was water. He said, hey, what happened? Milk is supposed to be the water. How come? So the minister told, actually everyone thought that sab doodh dalne wali hai. If I put water, what's wrong in that? And literally what happened, instead of putting milk, everyone's putting water. And what remained is water only. So if you also start thinking, sab kar rahe karne do, main nahi kiya, chal, theek hai. If everyone starts thinking what will happen, we'll also be surprised. No books will go from Nanda Gopinath temple out. So better is that we all come together and we express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, a Thanksgiving month, and we go out and extend ourselves. In fact, December is a very nice month also. See, the atmosphere is very soothing, little winter. Can you imagine distributing books in West? Russian devotees are distributing in sub-zero temperature, minus 25 degrees Celsius. In America, Christmas marathon, minus 2, minus 3, minus 10. In India, it's a pleasant atmosphere, winter time. Perspiration hota nahi hai. It's a cool time and you can easily distribute books because not fatigue. There's not much of fatigue which comes. So ISKCON Chowpatty has been doing a lot of book distribution for so many years. Brahmacharis from Radha Gopinath temple, they go out, carry huge loads of books through the trains, and they do book distribution in various parts of India. This time our bus party has gone to Bangalore. Today morning they left, and we will get soon, in a day or two, news about their wonderful book distribution scores. The BT devotees who are in our Brahmachari ashram, they are divided into three groups. They are in Mumbai and they are working with the GCL and they are registering students for GCL and distributing Prabhupada books through GCL. So that is also coming up. We will keep you updated every Sunday after Bhagavatam class. Wherever you are, tune in and you will hear the updates of the book distribution marathon. This is the Brahmacharis and these are the BT devotees who go, they hire a small tempo, put all the books, also load themselves in the tempo and go from village to village. This is a book distribution company. These are congregation devotees outside Thane. See the joy in their face. There is no fatigueness. They are not thinking, oh, abhi 3 ghanta book distribution kiya tha gaya hume. This is night 11 o'clock on Sunday. See the happy faces. So one thing is very, very much sure, that everyone who participated in Sankirtan book distribution, he always had a great experience in his life. There's never a time where book distribution feels are bore ho gaya bahut. I say ho gaya nahi. So if you want to experience like this, then we have to be there with them and experience the beautiful joy in their face. These are Matajis doing book distribution. Then these are devotees in Navi Mumbai congregation. Enthusiastically coming together, Mataji, Prabhuji, old, young, everyone. That is the spirit of marathon which we have in ISKCON Chowpatty, where everyone, a small kid and a very elderly devotee, Kanishta Vaishnava or Varishta Vaishnava, all range, everyone is doing book distribution. One who's coming just first time, I remember, you know, when I was doing book distribution in Vashi, the first day one Odia person came, one young boy from IIT. He's from Behrampur. So I just told him, please buy this book. So he bought a book. Very pious person. So every day he would see us, because he would go through Vashi station. And he would, every day would give prasad to him. So on the 1st December he bought a book. On 3rd and 4th December he was very excited. He said, can I also stand on the stall? I said, why not, please? So he also stood on the stall. And slowly he was watching everyone, what he's saying, what he's doing. And that particular year we had on 11th of December Gita Jayanti. That boy took a holiday. Said, aaj main pura din kitab vitran karunga. I was surprised. This boy walks in the 1st December and he's on the stall taking a holiday and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Because he could not resist the temptation seeing all his devotees so happy on the stall distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Mataji is doing book distribution. And this is a village doing book distribution to people from all castes and all creeds. So ISKCON, books are like time bomb. Prabhupada said, my books are like time bomb. Why Prabhupada said like that? Because the book would go, not necessarily he would become a devotee, the person who bought a book, immediately. It will take some time. How much time? Like a time bomb. But it will definitely have an effect. We have seen so many devotees in our temple who have come because of the time bomb effect. They took a book 20 years back, kept it as it is on the shelf. And 20 years later, some big problems happen in the family, and someone tells them that you read some mantra, chant some mantra, then they say what mantra, then they took the Bhagavad Gita out and just chant mantras. And they decide mantra bol rahe to thoda translation padh lete. And they read translation, then they feel little very serene even in obstacles, little composed. Then they go through Bhagavad Gita and then find the address of the temple, they come to temple, they become devotees, whole family becomes devotee. And that family introduces another family. And then mega effect by one book. After 20 years, that book was like a time bomb exploded. Boom. And what happened? Whew. The whole family became devotees. In fact, one devotee in ISKCON, he made a beautiful slideshow of a pastime of how this time bomb works. So I'll show this and then a video and we'll end this here. ISKCON time bomb. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is like a spiritual time bomb. So this is a Bhagavatam cover. It has the points count 0, 1, 2 and the clock is ticking there. So this is a devotee. He is going on a book go down. And the book order mentioning danger, high explosives. He's carrying those books of Prabhupada. Danger, explosive, handle with care. And then they are putting all that in a car. So the Matajis are there, Prabhujis are there. They are going to take all those explosives and they are going to now, like a missionary, like in modern day terrorists are there. So they are going on a mission with those exclusives. And they are watching this book. Beautiful book. Who will be the one who gets this book? So you see, time bomb. So the vehicle is going. They are locating a place to go. And there is one devotee here, Mataji. She catches one lady and she has some books here and she wants to distribute books. So she's talking and trying to convince the lady to buy a book. But she was also aware because there is one police or security person who is watching that some girl, some lady has come and she's doing some selling in my property without permission. So she's about to convince this lady to buy a book and then suddenly this security guard comes more closer. And what happens? He's watching. So the devotee has to do something now. So meanwhile this lady goes away. And what happens is, so now she is confronted with this security guard. And asking, what are you doing here? So what can she do now? She is in a very predicament. But she knows. She tries to argue and tries to settle the matter. But he is very adamant. He said, hey, you have to pay a fine or... Devotee, what can he do? When a devotee is in trouble, a devotee prays intensely. So devotee starts praying to Radha Govinda. Please, give me some words. I can not just come out of this situation which is so bad, but I can do something positive. And boom, Krishna gives her idea. Why don't you directly preach? Attack is the best form of defense. So she removes the book and directly gives it to the... And now this person is very interested. He starts looking at the book, you know. So he's supposed to stop her from book distribution, but now he gets interested in the book. And the devotee, the lady is preaching to him, that please, this is a nice book, please buy. And finally she convinces. And what happens? And finally, you can see, the security person is buying the book now. He's supposed to stop her, but Krishna has turned the table so much that now she is offering the book, and he's giving the book. And then she goes away. Thank you. And then he realizes, what has happened? I was supposed to stop her from book distribution. I ended up buying book. But he's more surprised, you know why? Because he knows that I'm going to my home and my wife is going to ask me for the salary. And I've spent considerable amount of money in the buying a book. So whether she'll be happy, so he's a little worried. But he takes all his confidence up and then he goes to his house. What will happen at his house? So wife is waiting for the husband to come and give his salary. So he comes in and tells, "My dear wife, I have bought a special thing for you." "So what is that?" "So I bought a book." "So where is the salary?" He said, "Oh, salary is there, but less." Then she becomes angry. And then, in the home there is a Mahabharat. And then she sees the book. "What is this book all about?" You know. So this whole story demonstrates how the book is going to go from different hands. And when the bomb will explode, no one knows. Now this is in Western world. So in Western world, people do not know what is Gita, what is Bhagavatam, spiritual books. So she becomes very angry. "This book..." And she becomes so angry that she throws the book out from the house. But after throwing the book, what happens? The book is going flying in the air. Now, there is one lady completely confused. What she is doing, she doesn't know. She is on a shopping. She comes out and she's just walking on the street. And boom, the book comes landing on her head and directly lands in the bag. And she says, "What is this?" From where it has come? She doesn't know. So she thinks, "No problem, I'll carry." So she carries it at her home. So in her home she comes, and there are two kids who are just playing, and the husband is also very much in his own world. And she says, "Oh, today I found this book. Maybe you can see this book." So he hands the book to his husband. And husband is smoking, drinking together, everything, you know. And suddenly he picks up the book. And then he becomes a little serious, inquisitive. "What is this book all about?" And then the timer starts. From 10, 7, he becomes more interested. Krishna, the bomb explodes. And in due course of time, what happens? Complete change. He's the same man. He's become a devotee. His house is transformed into a temple. And what about his wife? They're also devotees. The same lady who bought the book. So you can imagine Prabhupada books work like that, you know. You may say, "Main kisko kitab bata ho, kitab padega ki nahi padega." Don't worry about that. The book will work. It has to work. And then what happened? They say, "Okay, well, let us go to temple now." And they keep the book there. "Let's go to Aartik, temple Aartik." And they go. And the book is lying there. And that particular day, what happens? A thief is entering inside the house. He wants to steal something special. So finally he doesn't get anything. Then what happens? He picks up the book. And what happens? He also becomes really interested. And what happens? And the bomb explodes. So bomb has exploded in each and every one of us' life. Those are not just some simple figures there. We can see our own life there. How we had no connection with Krishna consciousness. We came in touch of Srila Prabhupada Society's books. And then this is how we have become devotees of Krishna. So it's a time now to share what we have. That's what all book marathon is all about. And a small video on Sankirtan, and we'll end our talk here.
That all of our Krishna conscious literatures may be available to men of all languages throughout the world. So whatever assistance you can give in this connection is always appreciated.
Our main goal is to see all of Srila Prabhupada's books translated and printed as quickly as possible for all the languages of Northern Europe, Central Europe, and the former Soviet Union. Right now we can do about 70 to 100 titles a year, and this, our translation work, resulted in printing of approximately 27 million books in the past 3 years. Everybody who gets in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books benefits so much. I benefited, everybody who translates here benefited, everybody who takes a book and reads benefits. That gives us a lot of inspiration to go on in this lifelong marathon of translating and producing his literature. If you don't, like, on material platform, choose people. But sometimes if you stop even old people, you get amazed how they give you big donation and they get books.
I feel very grateful to being allowed to take part in this wonderful mission, because I understand it is not by my qualities or by my way of speaking or smiling to that person that this man now took these books, but I can see that something from within told him that this is good for you and you should actually accept this and you should take it.
Book distributor is a great challenge, because you don't really know what is going to happen the next day. Although you know that every day you are going to have same experience, it seems to be really new.
But at principio,
I used to wonder why I was very sad and my two sons were very happy. And so I started reading Prabhupada's books, and my two sons began preaching to me and convinced me to become a devotee of Krishna. So I'm very glad to have two sons who are devotees of Krishna.
I was parked in a gas station in Peru and was putting gas in my car when a lady came up to me dressed like an Indian. She was very happy and enthusiastic. She said, "This is a book by my spiritual master. Please read this book." I brought the book home and read it. Immediately after reading the book, I told Lalitha, "This is knowledge. This is the knowledge we were looking for."
I was very young then, only 4 years old. But my parents got convinced by that book. It changed their hearts, and that moved me.
The next day, we were looking for more books. We went to the same gas station. The same lady was there distributing books. We ran up to her and asked her, "Do you have any other books? What other books do you have?"
Несчастные пришли к генеральному директору и сказали, что...
We approached the financial director again. He refused to meet us. We went back to the general director to tell him about the situation. All of a sudden, this very peaceful, gentle person stood up from his chair in a very determined way and said, "Let's go." This leader was exceptionally special. He told us that he is convinced that the production of the enterprise is directly connected with people reading these books, and that's why he was so persistent in helping us.
А этот пирожок, что вы мне дали?
Now I have the...
Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.